was starting to get into election season, I hosted a forum last night at Chapel Hill Town Hall for the three candidates for U.S. Congress in the district where the seat is currently held by David Price. David Price was there, Michelle Laws and Richard Watkins both challenging him in the Democratic primary. All three candidates were there last night. It was a really good conversation, and the video of it is up online. Go to Facebook and head to the Progressive Democrats of Orange County's Facebook page. They were able to Facebook live it, and the video is still up there online, so you can check that out. Coming up next week, Monday the 16th, there's going to be a forum also at 7 o'clock, also in Chapel Hill Town Hall, also moderated by me, for Board of County Commissioners candidates for Orange County. All six of them expected to be there, and that event is co-sponsored by the PTA Council and the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, from which we are joined by Anna Richards. How are you?
Doing well. Glad to see the sunshine.
Absolutely. Yeah. So election season coming up. Early voting begins a week from Thursday, April 19th. Primary election day is May 8th. And registration to vote is still ongoing, right?
Right. So if you want to participate in the May 8th primary, voter registration ends this Friday. However, if you don't make it by Friday, then during the early voting period, you can still do same-day registration. But if you know folks out there, I think there are a lot of people who are getting more interested in the process and they need to register, they can do it by this Friday. That'd be the best thing.
Yep.
Because same-day gets, you can get a little hairy sometimes.
Bogged down in the paperwork.
Yeah,
you do have to bring an ID if you want to register.
Yeah. So I'd encourage folks, if they can, to go ahead and get registered. The other thing, if you're looking for where to vote, some of the sites have been moved around. You can go out to youcanvote.org and put in your county and your residence, and it'll tell you where your site for voting is. So that's another thing, because if you show up at the wrong place, you won't be able to vote. So lots of interest, lots of activism, got some very interesting races across the county, but you want to be a part of all that. Got to start with registration.
Yep, absolutely. So NAACP has been doing registration drives. I know you were out at the march at Chapel Hill or at UNC's campus a couple of weeks ago. I know you've been doing a lot of other voter registration drives. How has that been going? How has the response been now versus other times?
I think young people, we see a lot of young people. You know, you go to a rally. So normally the folks who go to rallies, they're already politically aware.
Right, right.
So, but I was there and I was participating in the registration along, you know, there were lots of folks out there registering people. And, you know, I personally got, you know, several, which, you know, doesn't sound like much, but if, you know, there were at least 10 people out there registering. So, yeah, I think most folks have got at least one. So I think people are really interested. I got a lot of questions about, you know, how I moved, what do I need to do? And that's been the response. But young people, especially high schoolers who are going to be turning 18 and eligible to vote by the fall. So as soon as the primary's over, we'll keep up the voter registration all across the summer. And if people are going to be 18 by the election, they'll be eligible to vote. So they want to get registered.
That's actually, and we're speaking with Anna Richards again. Chapel Hill Carborough, NAACP.com is the branch's website. But that's a really important point, because we think about kind of voting as being sort of the initial vehicle into participation. Mm-hmm. So people are already to the point where they're showing up at rallies and protesting. Mm-hmm. You would assume they're already registered. If you're registering a bunch of people there and several other people are out there, like, that's a really significant sign that people are getting active and involved who weren't before. Yeah, definitely really
before.
Cool.
So, yeah, frankly, I was surprised that I ended up the day. And, you know, even three or four, and again, there were, you know, multiple people out. registering. So we really encourage that. Also, the forms are so informative. I was out of town yesterday, and so I'm going to, I'm glad you mentioned that I can go out and look at it on Facebook. I want to hear that conversation. And the county commissioners impact more things than a lot of people think. So a lot of our allocation of funds for our schools and other zoning and other types of services across the county are really impacted by what the county commissioners think and who they are. So invite everyone to come out to that forum on Monday, next Monday, the 16th at 7 at Town Hall. And you mentioned that we have an illustrious moderator there. Thank you. And a great opportunity to hear what people think. We got some new people involved this year. And I think, again, that's a sign of the times of how much interest there is in the process.
Yeah, so. And we saw this last night, too. I mean, the three candidates for the Democratic nomination for Congress, you have David Price, who's been active forever. Michelle Laws has been active forever. But then Richard Watkins, who's young, he's, I think, 32 years old, I think, or something in that vicinity. Scientist, researcher at UNC, he's been involved in that, but now getting active and getting engaged politically just because of the state of things, attacks on science, attacks on just sort of basic values and principles that he holds dear, and he's now running for Congress.
Right.
So it's that level, and that's happening all over the country.
It is. It's exciting.
Yep. So
one vote, one person. Everybody needs to get involved, though. That's the key.
Make that a little bit of a difference. So elections coming up. Early voting starts next Thursday. Election Day, May 8th. Get registered to vote. Get informed with all of these forms coming up. And you mentioned the Board of County Commissioners focusing on school funding and all of the important decisions that they have to make vis-a-vis the schools. You've got Dr. Baldwin's State of the Schools address tomorrow evening at Culbreth.
Right.
So that's
worth being
aware of,
too. It's been about a year since she's been here. So superintendent really can make a big difference in terms of the culture in the schools, as in terms of the priorities in the district, staffing. So I'm interested very much, and I hope other folks will come out, and it's kind of a one-year status update and great opportunity to hear from our now not so new superintendent, right?
Yep, and that's also going to stream on Facebook Live. So if you're on Facebook already watching the forum from last night, tomorrow night you can do the same thing there on the district's Facebook page. So speaking with Honor Richards, any upcoming events or meetings or things beyond early voting that people want to know about?
Oh, there's a ton of stuff going on. I also want to just mention that I was trying to think, in at the end of the month, you know, we have Anita Earle speaking at our annual event. So we're really looking forward to that. She's also a candidate for the courts.
Yep.
And so April's a very busy month, mostly focused toward election.
Yeah. All right. And again, get registered, get online, get active. Head online to the Facebook page and watch that forum from last night. And show up this coming Monday, the 16th. I'll be there. Anna will be there. The candidates for Board of County Commissioners will all be there 7 o'clock at Chapel Hill Town Hall. ChapelHillCarborough, NAACP.com for more information, including information about all of those upcoming events. Donna Richards, thank you so much.